This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. The Alliance Bank EcoWorld BizSmart Challenge is back. This has been ongoing since 2013, and with the latest installment, things are heating up. With me today is Tan Sri Dato' Liu Kee Sin, Chairman of EcoWorld, and Joel Conright, Chief Executive Officer of Alliance Financial Group Berhad, to talk more about this. Now, for people who don't know about this, though, what is the Alliance Bank EcoWorld BizSmart Challenge program about? Joel?
Well, it's an entrepreneurial program where we get relatively new businesses to compete and showcase their acumen and compete for prizes. Actually, more than 1.5 million of prizes this year.
That's nice. The 1.5 million. Now, what's new this time around?
So four things are new. First of all, the prize money is more than last year. It was 1 million. Now it's 1.5 million. Right. Includes cash prizes and media promotional coverage. It is now including an Instagram business pitch. Mm. That's new. So businesses can pitch until the 15th of Jan. By the way, it's open now.
Right.
So please do participate.
We've got 1 week, actually.
Yeah. Then we also have in-depth business coaching, mm-hmm, by Malik Ali, who is the founder of BFM.
Malik,
so
who?
You must know him. and Ernest Kwong, who is our head of SME business. And they will also get, the finalists will also get personalized banking advice, right, to help them finance their business. So in addition to that, of course, we'll increase the coverage for the TV reality show,
which
will now air on TV3.
Right. So you talk a little bit about the prizes. Oh, tell me more about the prizes. I think people are always, you know, enticed by that.
Well, actually, the winner walks away with 500,000 ringgit.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
250,000 cash prize and 250,000 Media Prima Television Network award, so coverage on TV3 and TV9.
Mm-hmm.
First runner-up gets 400,000 and the second runner-up, 300,000.
Right. You talked about judges and there are also mentors, right? The judges, again, Ernest?
The judges actually are here.
Yes.
Tansri Luki Sen and myself.
Right.
We'll have also surprise guest judges as the episodes air. We have 7 episodes that will air. So it'll give all these entrepreneurs fantastic exposure.
Okay, so you two are the constant, but there are always going to be surprise judges.
There will be surprise judges.
Okay, and then you were talking about mentors, as Malik and there's Ernest as well, right? Now, what is this relationship Alliance Bank EcoWorld has with one another in this program?
Well, we've been together since 2013.
Yeah.
So it's
we've been dating since 2013.
Yes, exactly. It's a long-standing relationship, probably longer than many relationships. Tansri has been the chairman judge for several years, and we're finding that we work really well together. We have a common passion, which is to help people and businesses be successful.
Right. So Tansri, like, why is EcoWorld so involved in this, and just in, you know, in getting more entrepreneurs on board and taking part in these sort of things?
Well, it's a passion for myself. Mm. People like us who started in it, doing this entrepreneurship journey long time ago. At this juncture of my life, if I can share whatever I've learned and help youngsters coming up, that would be part of my contribution to society.
Okay.
It's been a long journey for me. Exciting, difficult, challenging, but very rewarding.
Hmm.
If I can share all this with the young people coming up, young entrepreneurs who want to make a name for themselves, not only they will, it's for them, but it's also for society, because I believe strongly that entrepreneurship will create employment.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship will shape the country. If the country has people who are dedicated, who are able to create new unicorns or new enterprises, new empires, then Malaysia will do very, very well.
I totally agree. I think businesses is what's going to fuel this country. Right. So how has, you know, you were saying since 2013, you've been part with Alliance Bank and you've met many businesses, right? How has that experience, I guess, I don't know, changed you or looked at things differently?
Well, I hope it's both ways, in the sense that they learn from me, learn from Joel, learn from all the other judges. And also, I learned a lot from them. It's like, you know, looking at yourself, a mirror yourself when you were young, in your early early 30s or late 20s, and how the passion in these young people, what they want to do. If you don't have a passion or commitment to succeed, you'll never succeed.
Okay. So having met all these businesses as well, and entrepreneurs as well, right? Do you see any traits that is sort of like that you're looking out for personally?
Well, the key point in any business that you run, whether it's BFM or the bank or a developer or a startup company, you must have passion for what you do. And then followed by if you have commitment. And if you have some crazy idea, don't be afraid to show off your crazy idea. This is how it gets started.
Right.
In these young guys or young entrepreneurs that we met over the last 6 years, you see so many of them. So many of them with so many good ideas. But maybe they need a bit of guidance, which I don't have when I was that age. And that's why Alliance Bank is doing such a great thing. By providing with this guidance in terms of how do you do cash flows, how do you do banking facilities. The biggest problem of any startup or any young enterprise is managing your money. And here, Alliance Bank comes in with this wonderful idea of to teach these people very young in their career and how to manage the money. Because a lot of people have a lot of good ideas, but hopeless money managers.
Right.
Well, actually, you know, the program feeds on itself. That's a great thing. I mean, we learn from the participants. For example, you know, we came up last year and we're still doing it this year with the idea of giving up to 5 million ringgit of unsecured loans to the laureates. Because frankly, you know, like Tansri says, they made it clear to us that that was, you know, one of the key things that they're looking for, you know, to be able to grow and expand their business. And we're also very proud that a lot of people have reacted positively to the show, so that now we have more and more partners, right? We have Manulife, we have Visa. This year, Media Prima is joining us. Catchy Group is joining us, and Cellcom. Actually, the top 10 finalists will get a Cellcom retail business package worth 7,800 ringgits each. And so it's great. I mean, a lot of people get excited by the show, want to participate, not just participants, but also folks who, like us, you know, want to see people succeed.
And I guess like the partners that come in also help enable your business, not just in cash, but, you know, technology and all these other aspects as well. And it just, you know, I know you mentioned this earlier on, Tansri, you talk about passion, right? But as a seasoned entrepreneur, have the values or criteria of a good entrepreneur changed over the years, other than passion, you know, the commitment, you know, that sort of thing? Has it changed?
I don't think it's changed, but in a different form. When I was young doing this entrepreneur journey, I wake up 6 o'clock and I work until 12 o'clock. Nonstop, 7 days a week. But today young fellas do it differently. It's how they feel for the moment and how, what kind of inspiration they get. So example, no more fixed hours.
Right.
But once they got an idea, they'll work nonstop to push the idea through. It's different. But the passion is always there. The passion to create something, the passion to do something different, the passion to succeed. It must be there.
We'll talk a little bit about how SMPs can apply for this program in just a moment. I'm here with Tansri, Dr. Liu Kee Sin from EcoWorld and Joel Conright from Alliance Financial Group Berhad, talking about the Alliance Bank EcoWorld BizSmart Challenge. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm seated with Tansri Dato' Liu Kee Sin, Chairman of EcoWorld, and Joel Conright, Chief Executive Officer of Alliance Financial Group Berhad, talking about the Alliance Bank EcoWorld BizSmart Challenge, which is back. It's been around since 2013. And of course, entries are where people can submit their entries. Closing date is January 15. How do people apply for this program?
Well, people can apply online. As you said, Frida, it's open for registration. We've already got applications. They can apply online until the 6th of February at www.bizsmart.com.
February 6th, okay.
Right. And they also can submit their Instagram business pitch until the 15th of January.
Right. Okay, so that's 15 January and then, right, and then February 6th. Now, when they get in, right, what kind of time commitment are we looking at for these entrepreneurs?
Right, that's a very good question. There is a time commitment. They will, the top 20 finalists will go to a boot camp. 4 days they need to give for that. So they get coaching, business coaching, mentoring during that time. And the top 10 finalists will have to commit to 14 days of filming because they will be on the reality TV show. Mm-hmm. But well worth their while, of course, because mm-hmm. they will get the exposure to the whole audience of TV3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, over the years, right, how many SMEs have participated in Bismarck Challenge?
So we've had over the years 1,700 entries. Mm-hmm. That's quite a bit. We're hoping every year we get more entries than the previous year. So this year we're targeting 600, over okay. 600 entries. Last year we had 400.
Right. Okay. 600. And of course, this will be aired over TV3 and TV9.
Yes, that's
okay.
right.
Okay. And you know, like now there's a new element, the twist, the Insta story and all that, right? What's your advice to participants this year in terms of, you know, be creative, you know, how do you stand out?
Okay. So they have four 15-second segments to submit their business pitch. What's their business about? Why is their business different from others? Mm. What inspired them to start that business and how do they see their business over the next year?
Right. Okay. So Tan Sri, and both of you, right? You've also, like you say, you look for the passion and everything. So are there some things that completely turn you guys off when it comes to pitching that they should be worried about?
Well, for me, the only thing that I look negatively on is how if the person turns greedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Because greed, when you have greed in your mind, in your heart, in your system, you fail eventually.
Right.
So this is the only point I look for negatively in any of the participants. Mm. Some people are there for sake of again killing for themselves. Mm. That's not good for society.
Right.
And yes, making money is all about the power of the game. But we must also be careful here because greed can also destroy. This is the only thing I look for. I'm okay for crazy ideas. I'm okay for things that's never been done before. Mm. I'm okay if the guy doesn't make money now. I'm okay for those, he or she will have different ways of presentation, different ways of expressing him or herself. That's fine. But we look for elements of that. Mm. If someone is greedy and ruthless, that one we have to be a bit careful.
All right.
Actually, I agree with Tan Sri. I think I would express it slightly differently. I'd say, of course, if they're only greedy in the sense of it's only for their benefit and they don't want to contribute anything or they don't have a project to contribute anything, the way I'd express it is look for purpose.
Right.
You know, we look for somebody to have a purpose to do something different or exciting or interesting. And in the process of doing that, then, of course, they'll earn money, which is great. Mm. By the way, nobody is begrudging entrepreneurs the right to make money if they're successful.
Right.
But it has to depend on doing something that's going to be meaningful. Mm. And the other thing I would say is clarity. Mm. Clarity in your purpose and logic and clarity in how you think about going about it, right? Mm. Because you'll be expending so much energy, you know, if you are not clear, you're going to dissipate and waste that energy, right?
Right. And so we're hoping 600 people, businesses will apply and then shortlisted to how many?
So we'll be shortlisting 20 finalists.
Mm.
And then the show will mostly showcase the 10 finalists.
Right, okay.
So that the audience can relate also to, you know, to the finalists in the format.
Okay, so a lot of work ahead for both of you. Any final words of advice?
Be passionate.
Be passionate. Yourself, Tan Sri?
Come and see and show us what you can do.
Show us what you can do.
Yeah, try it. You got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Apply.
A lot to gain.
A lot to gain. You're going to gain knowledge. You're going to gain networking. You're going to gain mentoring. you're going to have a chance, of course, at prizes. You're going to have a chance at, meeting really interesting other entrepreneurs and people who've gone before you. It's an exciting challenge. You're going to get exposure. You know, there's really nothing to lose and everything to gain by applying.
Yeah.
The conditions for applying for this contest is very simple. Be a business between 1 and 5 years in existence, a turnover of less than 50 million. Of course, importantly, Malaysian.
All right. Okay. So plenty to gain. And of course, the money. So thanks for being with us and look forward to seeing the 20 at least and then whittling that down to the finalists. It's always exciting. I mean, I've been following this for the last couple of years. So I'm really looking forward to next year as well. So 2020 will be amazing. I've been speaking to Tan Sri Dr. Liu Kee Sin, Chairman of EcoWorld, and Joel Conright, Chief Executive Officer, Alliance Financial Group Berhad, talking about the Alliance Bank EcoWorld BizSmart Challenge. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.